Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
Justin Nelson, Morrow County District Attorney, our guest this morning for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Conversation starts in just a moment.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Lucia, your Pendleton Extreme Bulls Tour finale announcer. The event that crowns the Extreme Bulls Tour champion is back and will take place during the 112th Pendleton Roundup this September. The PRCA, the Pendleton Roundup, and Happy Canyon are excited to present the Extreme Bulls Tour finale, presented by Coors Banquet and your local Coors distributor, Columbia Distributing, to the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. The Extreme Bulls Tour finale will be a two-day event, September 12th and the 13th, featuring the top 24 professional bull riders in the world. Each and every one of them had to qualify to be there inside the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Get your tickets now, as they won't last long, for this new event that will crown the Extreme Bulls Tour champion. Buy tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com. Happy Canyon Arena on Monday, September 12th and Tuesday, September 13th for the PRCA Extreme Bulls Tour finale. On with the show and let her buck.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is Monday, July 25th. Dan Tessman, your host here for the KUMA Coffee Hour. And joining me this morning is Justin Nelson, Morrow County District Attorney. Justin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know what? Bracing for this upcoming heat wave, and from everything we're hearing, it is going to be a hot one. And, you know, coming in this morning, I get concerned. I get a little nervous when I see farm equipment, you know, gearing up for harvest. And it seems like every year we have, unfortunately, those, you know, like farm equipment, combine fires, that kind of thing. And my heart goes out to these guys having to work in the heat and the dust and everything. I know it's part of the job, but I just hope that they don't have to deal with fires and broken down equipment or overheated equipment as well.
You know, and sadly, it's already happened. I know from our local farmers here in Morrow County, one farmer had his whole combine burned up. Completely burned up, parked for the day. He, as most farmers do, went around, checked on it, make sure it didn't smell anything funny. Everything was cooled down, went inside, then got a call from a neighbor saying, hey, I think there's a fire. Go out there, and pretty much almost a brand new combine, completely engulfed in flame. Talked to another farmer just recently, I think, you know, and just yesterday at church, who mentioned, you know, he stopped his combine to double check just because he smelled a little bit of smoke. And I think it ended up being a few wires touching and rubbing together, possibly, and decided he had to stop. Because if you think about it, you have a machine that has so many moving parts that are getting warm, getting hot. You have hot engines, you have hydraulic lines. And instead of this, you know, just driving down the highway or being in a, you know, on a road driving, you're completely surrounded by, you know, flammable material, extremely dry, extremely flammable wheat. And when those fires go, they are hard to stop. So it's a dangerous time right now. The heat does seem to increase this concern for the combines, the fires that could come up. We have the firefighters out there, and a lot of these firefighters are out there fighting these fires. They are volunteer rural fire departments out there. These are individuals that are, you know, jumping out of their job, running down to the fire department, getting in a rig, and going on the field to try to, you know, tackle this large field fire. So I appreciate all the work they do. But also for the folks listening, you know, it's also, when I see the temperatures, that's one thing I have concerns. But I also see postings, you know, from the Morrow County Sheriff's Office, Oregon State Police, kind of cautioning you, hey, be aware of heat exhaustion. Be aware of heat stroke. You know, what you do if you have these certain conditions, you know, make sure there's a difference between heat exhaustion. And also, if you're having a heat stroke, you need to call 911. You need to keep your body temperature. Is it, watch out, is it above 103? Throbbing headaches. Are you not sweating? You know, that's a concern, too. So for your listeners, it's coming up this week. This is the time to be watching yourself. Make sure if it's hot, you are still sweating. Do you have that throbbing headache, some confusion, nausea, vomiting, rapid pulse, that body temperature being about above 103? you need to call 911. It's not just, oh, I'm overheated, a little bit of heat exhaustion. No, that's a heat stroke. Okay, so be aware. There's a lot of folks out working right now. You have the people working in the road departments out there, you know, fixing the roads right between Lexington and Hermiston right now. They're doing a large chip seal project. Those guys, the flaggers too out there, are right in the middle of the heat. You know, they are baking on those roads, so they need to be cautious of this also. I kind of wish we were back about a month or so ago when it seemed like we were having that excessive rain and cooler weather spell. I sure heck loved it more, you know. But, of course, my wife right now, she definitely prefers this heat and the sun. So I guess different things for different folks. But I wish it was a little bit cooler. I'm more of a person who could be just fine in the 70s. Don't need to get above the 70s for me. So, yeah, it's going to be a dangerous time this coming up week.
Absolutely, and good advice there. Yeah, if you know your body the best. If something doesn't feel right, don't second guess it. Seek help, or call a friend, a neighbor, whatever, and say, "Hey, something doesn't seem right here." Because the effects of heat exhaustion or heat stroke, it's just not worth it.
You mentioned one thing. I want to make sure you made a very good point about talking to friends. And one thing we need to remember, we live in a fantastic community here, Morrow and Umatilla counties. You know your neighbors. If you don't, you should. And this is the time, particularly you have elderly neighbors, family, who might just be at home, check on them. Make sure that air conditioning unit's working. They might not be ones, they might think, hey, I'm not going to bother my family member or my friend. Oh, I should be okay. I'll just open the windows at night. Check on them. Call them and make sure. As district attorney, we have cases where, death medical investigators, they'll call if there's been unintended death, and we've had some issues in the past with heat. So, particularly elderly individuals. So, please, call your neighbors. Keep in contact with them and just check on them.
Absolutely. Great advice. And, Justin, I wanted to ask about some of the other things happening in your office. Looking at some of the notes here preparing for this interview, you have a new deputy district attorney starting. Tell us about that.
That's right. You know, we were able to hire on. It's been since the end of September of last year. Longtime deputy district attorney Richard Tubby took on the job as the Hermiston city attorney. And so since that time, we've had our position open for a deputy district attorney here in Morrow County. And we had it open for a long time because we're trying to find the best fit. You know, Morrow counties, we have quite a bit different positions available. You know, you can be a starting DDA, a deputy DA 1, all the way to a chief deputy district attorney, depending on your experience. So trying to find the right person takes time, and especially in this job market, just like every other job, it looks like, out there trying to have a hard time finding employees. As we talked about in the past, prosecutors are almost impossible to find. The same issue that's affecting public defense work right now, where there's a difficulty finding public defenders to be appointed on cases. The same thing's happening in prosecutors' offices also. So we were very lucky, and I'm happy to announce that Morrow County, our new deputy district attorney is Zach Williams. Prior to coming to Morrow County, Zach has worked for several years over in Umatilla County district attorney's office, and definitely received some fantastic training and experience from district attorney Dan Primus, chief deputy district attorney Daniel Pachico, and chief Jacqueline Jenkins. So that was... it's a fantastic to get somebody who's going to come over here. And one of those ideas where you can say, hit the ground running, right? You know, even though all the laws for Oregon apply throughout the state, you know, we follow state laws for criminal crimes here in Oregon, you know, it's important to know every judicial district can have its own separate rules a little bit, too, for how a case is done. And so our sixth judicial district here is for both Morrow and Umatilla counties. The judges we have in Morrow and Umatilla counties are the same for our circuit court. So when Mr. Williams comes on over, he already knows the same judges, knows the court system, knows how it functions, and is absolutely able to start the first day when he starts on Wednesday, reviewing cases, charging cases, appearing in court. There'll be no slowdown there. He's also going to be helping with our county council work, and that is a little bit newer for him. And so that'll be part where I can train him, show him that whole different aspect of the work we do, which kind of makes that job here in Morrow County very unique and kind of it's a good position. Some of the experience we can gain here in Morrow County has led to even former Deputy District Attorney Richard Tubby getting that job in Hermiston with that experience in government law work. So I think Mr. Williams is looking forward to that aspect, kind of learning new area law, and also still working here in our same judicial district. And for, you know, for Zach Williams, his name came up when Richard first announced he was leaving, and that I had a couple attorneys reaching out saying, hey, maybe you should reach out to this person. And they thought it would be a great fit for the office. I think they're going to be right. I think it's going to be a great working relationship here. And he'll have his office right now both in Heppner and but primarily in Irrigan. So we do have that new government building in Irrigan, and that's where he'll primarily be working out of. So we're looking forward to it, to get him coming here. He's, you know, kind of from our area, not from eastern Oregon, but from that central Washington area. I think he's a graduate of Gonzaga Law School, University of Washington. And so, you know, hopefully I can convince him sometime to come on the radio show here, and maybe he can talk to you guys a little more about himself and kind of what brought him to Oregon in the first place.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And congratulations to Zach and your office as well, Justin. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, come back, continue our conversation right after these words.
For expertise, advice, and great customer service, Zimmerman & Company True Value is the place to go. Here's Kristen from Blue Mountain Creations to tell you why.
We shop at Zimmerman's over other stores because their customer service is superior. Their staff is super friendly and very knowledgeable. Their knowledge of their products and services always serve us well. Sometimes we go in not knowing exactly what we need, and they point us in the right direction. Anyways,
Zimmerman and Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Did you know common hazards in and around your house can contaminate our drinking water? These hazards are known as cross connections and can result in contaminated water backflowing into your neighborhood drinking supply without you even knowing. If your property has an in-ground irrigation system, the state mandates you make sure these steps are followed. Confirm that your irrigation system has an approved backflow assembly. If you do not have one, then you need to get one installed immediately. Test your backflow prevention system annually and make sure the test results are reported to the city of Pendleton as mandated by Oregon law.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Here at McKay Creek Estates, our wellness program, Celebrations, caters to the overall health of our residents. Physical and cognitive well-being go hand-in-hand for older adults, and our programming activates both. On Tuesday, July 26th at 2 p.m., we are hosting a free webinar with neuroscientist and aging expert, Dr. Rob Winningham, who will present on the topic of body and brain health for older adults. To register for the free webinar, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Justin Nelson, Morrow County District Attorney. And Justin, tell us about the case involving Pablo Alonzo Hernandez.
So, Mr. Hernandez had an altercation. It was back last October, charged with attacking a woman in a mobile home park with a knife, leave her injured, and those injuries still to her hand at this time. The case appeared to be alcohol-related and also strange, could be mental health or infatuation with this individual. She just comes out, probably go to her residence. When he approaches, tries to talk to her, she tries to leave, he grabs her, and then has a knife out. Trying to stab her, she's able to grab the knife, kind of, but that's what hurts her hand, too, for trying to protect herself. So it was a just out-of-the-blue type of case. She really didn't know the individual. She kind of saw him around the park before, But this, you know, it's just one of those situations that are scary. Those kind of cases that people get scared about of like, hey, what could happen to me? Just, you know, going to my home. It was that type of case. So by able to defend herself with these injuries, she started suffering different charges, primarily the assault, the first degree, with the, you know, long-term damage to the hand, you know, by having the hand cut, still able to use it the same way. He was able to be convicted on that and sentenced under our voter-enacted Measure 11. So again, some of these sentences we talk about, these 90-month sentences or longer, those come from a voter-enacted Measure 11. They're not just from our criminal justice system that gives you a sentencing grid block that takes into account all sorts of factors and gives good time. This came about because the public was kind of fed up with sentences that were being handed down prior to this. And so because of Measure 11, we were able to provide this 90-month sentence in prison. And that also is a real truth in sentencing, really, in this case. 90 months means 90 months. No reduction in time during those 90 months in prison. Still, for many individuals, I would agree, is still too short of a time for many of our crimes, but with Oregon, that's what we have. And I appreciate those individuals who did work with Measure 11 that got this passed, because that's how we were able to get some of these sentences right now. And so he was sentenced, and you know, we have cases like that. While it's terrible, it is a terrible case. Sadly, I see many of these type of situations, these type of assaults, these injuries with knives, firearms, things like that. And so this individual had been in since October. So normally this is actually kind of resolved around those normal timelines. But what also made this case kind of unique were two things. One was that this is a defendant who had gone to the state hospital for aid and assist treatment. Basically, defense attorney had been working on the case, did not believe the defendant understood the seriousness of the crime, didn't understand what he had done. Maybe there's a mental health issue there. Was evaluated and determined that he needed treatment at the state hospital. And so he was there for nearly 6 months or so, getting this treatment right now for the mental health service to be able to aid and assist. And he was able to aid and assist. He came back, and that's how this case was able to start back again. So one, it's nice to see a case like this where a person can get treatment to see the hospital, come back and continue the case to get justice here for the victim. The other kind of unique aspect about this case we've seen quite a bit recently is this individual spoke a different Spanish dialect called Quiche. I guess, you know, I call it a Spanish dialect, I think that's what it is, but Quiche is a Mayan language from Guatemala, spoken, I think, by the Quiche people in that central highland area. I think about 1 million speakers or so in Guatemala speak Quiche. It's the second most widely spoken language in Guatemala after Spanish. So for this, I think I first started seeing more Quiche speakers probably about 8 years ago. Primarily before that, it was Spanish. We always had Spanish interpreters, different defendants who maybe only spoke Spanish or spoke English, but they primarily spoke Spanish. And particularly for court functions, you know, if anything with the court wants to make sure that you can understand the proceedings in your language, not try to be understanding half the words. And so most of the time we'll have a Spanish interpreter available for these, for certain defendants. Quiche is, while it's a Spanish dialect, they are not the same at all. I mean, I was talking to a Spanish interpreter, and she said, nope, I have no idea when they're speaking Quiche what they're saying. And so that has led to a lot of issues in the court system, but trying to provide interpreters that speak Quiche. It's also led to some kind of difficult situations where we'll have consecutive interpreting. So you might have, you know, many Quiche speakers who speak both Quiche and Spanish, but they don't speak English. And so we'll have interpreting going on where it goes from Quiche to Spanish, and then another interpreter will go from Spanish to English. And it has to be consecutive like that, and so one court proceeding, even as a pretrial conference or arraignment, can take 3 or 4 times as long as normal. I've also heard from, you know, defense attorneys talking about how it's very difficult to try to get Quiche interpreters into the jail or be allowed to interpret for defendants who are in custody at this time. You know, normally, some of the Quiche interpreters we do have are not from our area. They call into court from their homes. We've had them from, you know, from California, Washington, from wherever they're calling in from video or phone for interpreting. And many times for a defendant who's in jail, that interpreter needs to be there in person. So I know that's been an issue for defense attorneys. And even this case of Mr. Hernandez, The defense attorney had gone over this plea petition with the defendant in Spanish, because the defendant spoke Spanish, you know, very well, but he wanted to make sure he went through it again in Quiche to make sure there was no issues on appeal. And so we actually had Mr. Hernandez transported from the jail to the Morrill County Courthouse in person. And then also, defense counsel filed a motion to have the interpreter brought over, to have a required interpreter in person to interpret Quiche. And so it took some more resources, but that was really the only way, I think, even for the court to be comfortable with the fact that the defendant understood what was going on. So it's still a big issue we're having right now. Finding the Quiche interpreters is not simple. There's not a court certification process for Quiche speakers. For Spanish, we have what's called a court-certified Spanish interpreter. For Quiche, there's not yet a court certification, I believe. And so we'll have folks who, you know, just are proficient in Quiche and English doing the interpreting. So I guess my one PSA is going to be, if you or you know of anyone who speaks Quiche and English, let them know they are worth their weight in gold. They are worth quite a bit, because the court needs those type of interpreters. We need that Quiche to English interpreting, particularly someone who could be here in person or also just appearing via phone. So I remember we had a case about 5 years ago where a son came with his father, and the father had, I think, a drunk driving case. And the son spoke perfect Quiche and English because the father spoke Quiche. And I told that, I think I told the son, I said, you know what, you might have a lot of other options, but if anything happens and you are out of a job, let me guarantee you, you will have a job interpreting in the court system or for anyone, because it's that rare to find Quiche to English interpreters. And we do have a large Quiche population that you might not be aware of in both Morrill and Umatilla counties.
Well, I definitely learned something this morning, and yeah, I mean, I know there's several different languages and dialects out there, but boy, if anybody does know this particular language or in dialect, as Justin just mentioned, be sure to reach out to the Morrill County District Attorney's Office. I imagine this is a problem elsewhere across the country as well. Justin, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more with Justin Nelson, Morrill County District Attorney, right after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walla Walla Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Penner and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. It was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all. I don't even know it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to 6 people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for a Pins and Pizza family package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Justin Nelson, Morrow County District Attorney. And Justin, I hate to bring this up, but it's an unfortunate thing that happens in our communities, and that is animal neglect cases. And these are unfortunately cases that your office has to deal with as well, as I understand.
They are. They're very tough cases. You know, just all the listeners, right? You think about your own dogs, your cats, your animals, they're family to you. But other folks, that's not the case. Other individuals, they're just pieces of property, serve a purpose, and can be, you know, treated however they think, just like a TV or a microwave. So they are tough cases. And, example, we had a case recently where a dog was, you know, pretty neglected, required a search warrant from law enforcement to seize the dog, take the dog in for medical care, and treated by a veterinary clinic, and the dog is doing fantastic now. What kind of stood out of that case was, a lot of times with property, you seize evidence, and it's held by law enforcement until the case is resolved. So stolen property, you know, other items might be held until a case is all completed, and the evidence gets released, either forfeited to the state or returned back to the defendant. Sadly, in the eyes of the law, many times a dog, cat are still considered pieces of property. And so they have to be held again in, you know, a veterinary hospital or even in a shelter until a case is resolved. And we've talked about cases that drag on for 6 months, a year or more, and that's not right for the animal. So in this case, that dog was in a veterinary clinic, was in their, I guess they have a boarding area for about 4 months. And it just kind of stood out to me that it wasn't right. So I am looking at trying to make some changes in our legislature to see if we can work cases, expedite animal abuse cases where animals have been seized, or find another process to have animals be able to be adopted out. Because in this case, it just didn't seem right. And they shouldn't be treated like a TV. It shouldn't be treated like a microwave, a piece of property that just can be held by law enforcement. These are pieces of property to be fed, nurtured, and cared for, companionship. And so that kind of stood out to me as a concern. The dog right now is going to be adopted, so I'm happy for that. But it shouldn't have needed to be 4 months, like in a boarding area.
Well, I appreciate you running through that. And, yeah, difficult cases indeed. I'm glad to hear that this dog is going to make it and do well. But, yeah, if you have any sort of animal, make sure you provide them food, water, shelter, companionship, and much more. And with that, Justin Nelson is my guest, Morrow County District Attorney. As we started this program, it's going to be a very hot week. And check on your neighbors, your friends, your family members. Take breaks and do everything you can to beat the heat, because it will be a warm one. Justin, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
And with that, that's going to do it for this Monday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.